Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So today we'll be reading from the 10th chapter of the Madhya Lila, entitled The Lord's Return to Jagannath Puri. We'll be starting with text number 49. So what happened to this point, Lord Chaitanya had gone down on his tour of South India, and he had actually just returned. But when he was down there, I think it was King Prataparudra, was conspiring with Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya because the king wanted the Lord's darshan. He wanted to meet the Lord. And so they had arranged for when the Lord Chaitanya returned, that Lord Chaitanya would stay at Kashi Mishra's house. And so Lord Chaitanya has just returned at this point, and the first thing he did was to go take darshan of Lord Jagannath in the temple. And then he met many different devotees, and he embraced them all. And now he's just about to meet Ramananda Roy and his father Bhavananda Roy. So text 49. At this time, Bhavananda Roy appeared with his four sons, and all of them fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Bhavananda Roy had five sons, one of whom was the exalted personality known as Ramananda Roy. Bhavananda Roy first met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after his return from South India. At that time, Ramananda Roy was still serving at his government post. Therefore, when Bhavananda Roy went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went with his other four sons. They were named Vaninath, Gopinath, Kalanidhi, and Sudanidhi. A description of Bhavananda Roy and his five sons is given in the Adi Lila 10.133. Text 50. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, "This is Bhavananda Roy, the father of Sri Ramananda Roy, who is his first son." 51. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Roy and with great respect spoke of his son Ramananda Roy. 52. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honored Bhavananda Roy by saying, "The glories of a person who has a jewel of a son like Ramananda Roy cannot be described within this material world." 53. "You are Maharaj Pandu himself, and your wife is Kunti Devi herself. All your highly intellectual sons are representatives of the five Pandavas." 54. After hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's praise, Bhavananda Roy submitted, "I am in the fourth class of the social order, and I engage in mundane affairs, although I am very fallen. You have still touched us. This is proof that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.18, "Vidya vinaya sampane brahmane gavihastini shuni chayava sopake cha pandita samadarshina." The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmin, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog-eater. Those who are highly advanced in spiritual understanding do not care about a person's material condition. A spiritually advanced person sees the spiritual identity of every living being, and consequently he makes no distinction between a learned Brahmin, a dog, a chandala, or anyone else. He is not influenced by the material body, but sees a person's spiritual identity. Consequently, Bhavananda Roy appreciated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement, which showed that the Lord did not consider the social position of Bhavananda Roy, who belonged to the Shudra caste, engaged in mundane activities. Rather, the Lord considered the spiritual position of Bhavananda Roy, Ramananda Roy, and his brothers. The servant of the Lord is also similarly inclined. He gives shelter to any person, any living entity, regardless of whether one belongs to a Brahman family or is a Chandala. The spiritual master reclaims all people and encourages everyone in spiritual life. By taking shelter of such a devotee, one can make his life successful. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18, Girata Hunandra Pulinda Pulaksha Abhira Shumba Yavana Kashadayaha Yenye Chapapayad Apashraya Shraya Shudyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnave Namaha. Girata Huna Andra Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Shumba Yavana and the Kasha races, and even others who are addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, due to his being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Whoever takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or his pure devotee, is elevated to the spiritual order and purified from material contamination. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.32. Mam hiparta vipa vyapa shritya ye pi su papa yonayaha sriyo vaishyas tata shudras te pi yanti parangatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, as well as shudras, can approach the supreme destination. Text 55. Appreciating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favor, Bhavananda Roy also said, along with my home, riches, servants, and five sons, I surrender myself at your lotus feet. Purport. This is the process of surrender, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Manasa deha geha yo gichumora arpilun tuya pari nanda kishora. When one surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord, he does so with everything in his possession, his house, his body, his mind, and whatever else he possesses. If there is any obstruction to this surrendering process, one should immediately give it up without attachment. If one can surrender with all his family members, there is no need to take sannyas. However, if the surrendering process is hampered by so-called family members, one should immediately give them up to complete the surrendering process. Text 56. This son, Vaninath, will remain at your lotus feet to always immediately attend to your orders and serve you. Text 57. My dear Lord, please consider me your relative. Do not hesitate to order me, to order whatever your desire at any time you desire it. Text 58. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Bhavananda Roy's offer, saying, I accept without hesitation because you are not an outsider. Birth after birth, you have been my servant along with your family members. Text 59. Sri Ramananda Roy is coming within 5 to 7 days. As soon as he arrives, my desires will be fulfilled. I take great pleasure in his company. Text 60. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Roy. The Lord then touched the heads of his sons with his lotus feet. Text 61. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Bhavananda Roy back to his home, and he kept only Vaninath Patanyayaka in his personal service. Text 62. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya then asked all the people to leave. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Kala Krishnadas, who accompanied the Lord during a South Indian tour. Text 63. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, My dear Bhattacharya, just consider this man's character. He went with me to South India. Text 64. He left my company to associate with the Bhattaharis, but I rescued him from their company and brought him here. Text 65. Now that I have brought him here, I am asking him to leave. Now he can go wherever he likes, for I am no longer responsible for him. Purport. Kala Krishnadas was influenced and allured by nomads or gypsies, who enticed him with women. Maya is so strong that Kala Krishnadas left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company to join gypsy women. Even though a person may associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can be allured by Maya and leave the Lord's company due to his slight independence. Only one who is overwhelmed by Maya can be so unfortunate as to leave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company. Yet unless one is very conscientious, the influence of Maya can drag one away, even though he be the personal assistant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what to speak of others? The Bhattaharis used to increase their numbers by using women to allure outsiders. This is factual evidence showing that it is possible at any time to fall down from the Lord's association. One need only misuse his little independence. Once fallen and separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead's association, one becomes a candidate for suffering in the material world. Although rejected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kala Krishnadas was given another chance, as the following verses relate. Text 66. Hearing the Lord reject him, Kala Krishnadas began to cry. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not caring for him, immediately left to take his noon lunch. Text 67. After this, the other devotees, headed by Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda, Mukunda, and Damodar, began to consider a certain plan. Purport. Even though a person is rejected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotees of the Lord do not reject him. Therefore, the Lord's devotees are more merciful than the Lord himself. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, Chadya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paye Chekeva. One cannot be relieved from the material clutches without engaging in the service of pure devotees. The Lord himself may sometimes be very hard, but the devotees are always kind. Thus, Kala Krishnadas received the mercy of the four devotees mentioned above. Text 68. The Lord's four devotees considered, we want a person to go to Bengal just to inform Sachimata about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival in Jagannath Puri. Text 69. After hearing the news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival, devotees like Advaita and Srivas will certainly come to see him. Text 70. Let us therefore send Krishnadas to Bengal. Saying this, they kept Krishnadas engaged in the service of the Lord and gave him assurance. Purport. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him, Kala Krishnadas became very, very sorry and began to cry. Therefore, the Lord's devotees took compassion upon him, gave him assurance, and encouraged him to continue to engage in the Lord's service. Text 71. The next day, all the devotees asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give permission for a person to go to Bengal. Text 72. Mother Shachi and all the devotees headed by Advaita Prabhu are all very unhappy due to not receiving news about your return from your South Indian tour. Text 73. One person should go to Bengal and inform them about the auspicious news of your return to Jagannath Puri. Upon hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, do whatever you desire. Whatever you decide. Text 74. In this way, Kala Krishnadas was sent to Bengal, and he was given sufficient quantities of Lord Jagannath's food remnants to distribute there. Text 75. Thus, Kala Krishnadas went to Bengal, and he first went to Navadvip to see Mother Shachi. Text 76. Upon reaching Mother Shachi, Kala Krishnadas first offered his obeisances and delivered the food remnants, Mahaprasadam. He then informed her of the good news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned from his South Indian tour. Text 77. This good news gave much pleasure to Mother Shachi, as well as to all the devotees of Navadvip headed by Srivas Thakur. Text 78. Hearing of Lord Chaitanya's return to Puri, everyone became very glad. Krishnadas went next went to the house of Advaitacharya. Text 79. After paying him respectful obeisances, Krishnadas offered Mahaprasadam to Advaitacharya. He then informed him of the news of Lord Chaitanya in complete detail. Text 80. When Advaitacharya Goswami heard of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's return, he became very pleased. In his great ecstasy of love, he made a rumbling sound and danced and chanted for a long time. Text 81. Also hearing this auspicious news, Haridas Thakur became very pleased. So also did Vasudev Dutt, Murari Gupta, and Shivananda Sen. Text 82. Acharyarna Brakeshwara Pandit, Acharya Nidhi, and Gadadhar Pandit were all very pleased to hear this news. Text 83. Sri Ram Pandit, Damodar Pandit, Sriman Pandit, Vijay, and Sridhar were also very pleased to hear it. Text 84. Raghava Pandit, the son of Advaitacharya, and all the devotees became very satisfied. Text 85. Everyone was very much pleased, and together they arrived at the house of Advaitacharya. Text 86. All the devotees offered respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Advaitacharya, and in return, Advaitacharya embraced them all. Text 87. Advaitacharya then held a festival that lasted 2 or 3 days. Thereafter, they all made a firm decision to go to Jagannath Puri. Text 88. All the devotees met together at Navadvip and, with Mother Shachi's permission, departed for Niladri, Jagannath Puri. Text 89. The inhabitants of Kulinagram, Satyaraj, Ramananda, and all other devotees there came and joined Advaitacharya. Mukunda, Narahari, Raghunandana, and all others came from Kanda to Advaitacharya's home to accompany him to Jagannath Puri. Text 91. At that time, Paramananda Puri also came from South India. Traveling along the banks of the Ganges, he ultimately reached the town of Nadia. Text 92. At Navadvip, Paramananda Puri took his board and lodging at the house of Shachimata. She provided him with everything very respectfully. Text 93. While residing at the house of Shachimata, Paramananda Puri heard the news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's return to Jagannath Puri. He therefore decided to go there as soon as possible. Text 94. There was a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu named Dvija Kamalakanta, whom Paramananda Puri took with him to Jagannath Puri. Text 95. Paramananda Puri very soon arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place. The Lord was very happy to see him. Text 96. In a great ecstasy of love, the Lord worshipped the lotus feet of Paramananda Puri, and in turn Paramananda Puri embraced the Lord in great ecstasy. Text 97. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Please stay with me and thus show me favor, accepting the shelter of Jagannath Puri." Text 98. Paramananda Puri replied, "I also wish to stay with you. Therefore, I have come from Bengal, Goda, to Jagannath Puri." Text 99. At Navadvip, Mother Shachi and all other devotees were very glad to hear about your return from South India. Text 100. They are all coming here to see you, but seeing that they were delayed, I came alone very quickly. Text 101. There was a solitary room at Kashi Mishra's house, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to Paramananda Puri. He also gave him one servant. Text 102. Swarup Damodar also arrived the next day, and he was a very intimate friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was an ocean of transcendental mellows. Purport. Swarup is the name of a brahmachari in Shankaracharya's specific succession. In the Vedic discipline, there are 10 names for sannyasis, and it's customary for a brahmachari assisting a sannyasi of the designation Tirtha or Ashrama to receive the title Swarup. Damodar Damodar Swarup was formerly a resident of Navadvip, and his name was Purushottamacharya. When he went to Varanasi, he took sannyas from a sannyasi named Tirtha. Although he received the title Swarup in his brahmachari stage, he did not change his name when he took sannyas. Actually, as a sannyasi, he should have been called Tirtha, but he chose to retain his original brahmachari title, Swarup. 157, text 103. When Swarup Damodar was residing at Navadvip under the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his name was Purushottamacharya. Text 104. After seeing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order, Purushottamacharya became like a madman and immediately went to Varanasi to take sannyas. Text 105. At the conclusion of his sannyas, his spiritual master, Chaitanyananda Bharati, ordered him, "Read Vedanta Sutra and teach it to all others." Text 106. Swarup Damodar was a great renunciate as well as a great learned scholar. With heart and soul, he took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Text 107. He was very enthusiastic to worship Sri Krishna without disturbance. Therefore, it was almost in madness that he accepted the sannyas order. Text 108. Upon accepting sannyas, Purushottamacharya followed the regulative principles by giving up his tuft of hair and sacred thread. But he did not accept the saffron-colored dress. He also did not accept the sannyas title, but remained a Naishika Brahmachari. Purport. There are regulative principles governing the renounced order. One has to perform eight kinds of shraddha. One must offer oblations to one's forefathers and perform the sacrifice of Virja Homa. Then one must cut off the tuft of hair called Shika and also give up the sacred thread. These preliminary processes in the acceptance of sannyas, and Swarup Damodar accepted all these. However, Purushottamacharya did not accept the saffron color, a sannyas name, or danda. He retained the brahmachari name. Actually, Purushottamacharya did not accept the sannyas order formally, but he renounced worldly life. He did not want to be disturbed by the formality of the sannyas order. He simply wanted to worship Lord Sri Krishna without disturbance. Therefore, with heart and soul, he took up the renounced order, but not the formalities accompanying it. Renunciation means not doing anything but serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. When one acts on this platform, trying to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is both a sannyasi and a yogi. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 6.1. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Anashrita Karma Palang Karyam Karma Karotiyak Sa Sanyasi Cha Yogi Cha Na Niragnir Na Chakriyaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "One who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as he is obligated is in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no work." Text 109. After taking permission from his sannyas guru, Swarup Damodar went to Nilachal and accepted the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then all day and night, in ecstatic love of Krishna, he enjoyed transcendental mellows in the loving service of the Lord. Text 110. Swarup Damodar was the limit of all learned scholarship, but he did not exchange words with anyone. He simply remained in a solitary place, and no one could understand where he was. Text 111. Sri Swarup Damodar was the personification of ecstatic love. Fully cognizant of the transcendental mellows in relationship with Krishna, he directly represented Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his second expansion. Text 112. If someone wrote a book or composed verses and songs and wanted to recite them before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar would first examine them and then correctly present them. Only then would Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agree to listen. Text 113. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was never pleased to hear books or verses opposed to the conclusive statements of devotional service. The Lord did not like hearing rasabhas, the overlapping of transcendental mellows. Purport. Bhaktisiddhanta Viruda refers to that which is against the principle of unity and diversity, philosophically known as achintya bheda bheda, simultaneously oneness and difference. Rasabhasa may appear to be a transcendental mellow, but actually it is not. Those who are pure Vaishnavas should avoid these things opposed to devotional service. These misconceptions practically parallel the Mayavad philosophy. If one indulges in Mayavad philosophy, he gradually falls down from the platform of devotional service. By overlapping mellows, rasabhasa, one eventually becomes a prakriti sahaja and takes everything to be very easy. One may also become a member of the Bala community and gradually become attracted to material activities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore advised us to avoid Bhakti Siddhanta Viruda and Rasavasa. In this way, the devotee can remain pure and free from fall downs. Everyone should try to remain aloof from Bhakti Siddhanta Viruda and Rasavasa. Text 114. It was the practice for Swarup Damodar Goswami to examine all literatures to find out whether their conclusions were correct. Only then would he allow them to be heard by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that if someone impedes the execution of devotional service, something impedes the execution of devotional service, it should be understood to be impure. Pure devotees of the Lord do not accept impure principles. Impure devotees accept rasabhasa, or overlapping contradictory mellows, and other principles opposed to bhakti path. The followers of such impure principles are never accepted as pure devotees. There are many parties following the path of rasabhasa, and the followers are sometimes adored by ordinary men. Those who adopt the conclusions of rasabhasa and Bhakti Siddhanta Viruda are never accepted as devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar Goswami never approved such followers as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, nor did he allow them even to meet the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 115. Sri Swarup Damodar used to read the poems of Vidyapati and Chandidasa, and Jayadeva Goswami's Sri Gita Govinda. He used to make Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happy by singing these songs. Text 116. Swarup Damodar was as expert a musician as the Gandharvas, and in spiritual discussion he was just like Brihaspati, the priest of the heavenly gods. Therefore it is to be concluded that there was no great personality quite like Swarup Damodar. Purport. Swarup Damodar Goswami was very expert in music as well as Vedic scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to call him Damodar because of his expert singing and musical skills. The name Damodar was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and added to the name given by his sannyas guru. He was therefore known as Swarup Damodar or Damodar Swarup. He compiled a book of music called Sangita Damodar. Text 117. Sri Swarup Damodar was very dear to Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhus, and he was the life and soul of all the devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur. Text 118. It was Swarup Damodar who came to Jagannath Puri and fell flat before the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering him his obeisances and reciting a verse. Text 119. O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation. By your mercy, everything is made pure and blissful. It awakens transcendental bliss and covers all gross material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy causes the heart to jubilate by pouring forth transcendental mellows. Your mercy always stimulates devotional service, which is full of joy. You are always glorifying the conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. Purport. This important verse, quoted from Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka 8.10, specifically describes the Lord's causeless mercy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most magnanimous personality of Godhead, distributes his causeless mercy in three ways to the conditioned soul. Every living entity is morose in the material world because he is always in want. He undergoes a great struggle for existence and tries to minimize his miserable condition by squeezing the utmost pleasure out of this material world. However, the living entity is never successful in this endeavor. While in a miserable condition, a person sometimes seeks the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but this is very difficult for materialistic people to obtain. However, when one becomes Krishna conscious by the grace of the Lord, the favor of the lotus feet of the Lord expands, and this way a materialist may gain freedom from his miseries. Actually, his mind is cleansed by his transcendental connection with the lotus feet of the Lord. At such a time, one is enlightened by the loving service of the Lord. There are many different kinds of scripture, and by reading them one becomes puzzled. However, when one receives the mercy of the Lord, his confusion is mitigated. Not only are scriptural disparities resolved, but a kind of transcendental bliss is awakened. And in this way, one is fully satisfied. The transcendental loving service of the Lord constantly engages the conditioned soul in serving the Lord's lotus feet. Through such fortunate engagement, one's transcendental love for Krishna is increased. One's position is thus completely purified, and one is filled with transcendental bliss accompanied by the spirit soul's jubilation. Thus, the transcendental causeless mercy of Lord Krishna is manifest in the heart of the devotee. At such a time, material needs no longer exist. The lamentation that invariably accompanies material desires also vanishes. By the grace of the Lord, one is elevated to the transcendental position, and then the transcendental mellows of the spiritual world are manifest in him. One's devotional service then becomes firm, and one engages in the Lord's transcendental loving service with great determination. All these combine to fully awaken the devotee's heart with love of Krishna. In the beginning, a conditioned soul is bereft of Krishna consciousness and is always morose in his material activities. Later, by associating with a pure devotee, one becomes inquisitive to know the absolute truth. In this way, one begins to engage in the transcendental service of the Lord. It's by the Lord's grace that all misconceptions are vanquished and the heart cleansed of all material dirt. It is only then that the pleasure of transcendental bliss is awakened. By the Lord's mercy, one is finally convinced of the value of devotional service. When one can see the pastimes of the Lord everywhere, he is firmly situated in transcendental bliss. Such a devotee is relieved of all kinds of material desires, and he preaches the glories of the Lord all over the world. Krishna conscious activities separate one from material activities, but the desire for from material activities and the desire for liberation. At every step, the devotee feels himself connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although such a devotee may sometimes be involved in household life, he is untouched by material existence due to his constant engagement in devotional service. Thus, everyone is advised to take shelter of devotional service to become happy and liberated. Text 120. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised Rupa Damodar to his feet and embraced him. They both became ecstatic in love and fell unconscious. So I think I'll stop there. If there's any questions or comments? Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai.